Do you know what I just realised?
Oh, do you know what I just realised?
The new garden furniture is destroyed out in the rain.
I left that seat out in the rain and I haven't got covers yet.
What's that mean? Are you supposed to cover
bit,
that?
Yeah, it's probably going to be a bit damp.
Oh.
No, the egg place is fine, but the actual cushion probably should have
been out there
that.
For like a week.
Oh dear.
Well, I tell you what I've realised today.
What have you realised?
I'm just, and this is more of a thing for you, and I'm just, I would like
to
apologise.
Is this feedback or?
No.
Oh, okay.
God, no, I'm not going to feedback. You're perfect.
You'd like to apologise for, oh God.
What?
What? You said I'd like to apologise.
No, I'm apologising to you because I feel like this is just, so I've entered a new part of my life, which is my 40s. And there's something wrong with me all the time.
You're tired.
Well, I'm either tired or I have my stomach issues or like there's something wrong the whole time.
Sorry, I thought there was something on your ring. There wasn't.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we just get into those ages, don't we?
Well, like I know, I think I'm very much like there's something wrong. Like I just every week I have a new ailment.
I think you need to go back to see Dr. Sanjay then.
But like I can't.
You're due a new script for your blood pressure medication.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
There's still more in
like
there.
Four left, which is 7 day supply. Should be getting your script soon.
But it's 2 months. Am I taking a half a day?
Yeah.
You just look at that bottle. My script is already in the pharmacy. I just have to go around. It's a repeat script. Repeat. So I just go and get it. But yes. Yeah, I think. So one, I think I have more ailments just every week. There's something else wrong with
me. You're actually taking more vitamins than you
ever have.
That's
my point. Sorry, that's what I was going to say. Couldn't possibly be taking any more supplements. Couldn't take any more. Mm-hmm. Can't take any more things. I have a pill box now. I have a traveling pill box.
I got Mark a pill box.
It's very
more
glam.
More so to be organized because he was leaving 5 bottles out on display and it was really not good for the house juju, do you know?
So it wasn't really about me. It was more about what it looked like in the house.
Yeah, but I made you think it was about you. And it was very romantic to buy you a pill box.
It was lovely. It was lovely. I appreciate it. It's very nice. It's very sleek.
Stainless steel.
Although I think it was that got me pulled into the airport the other day. I think they thought that was some form of weapon because it's metal.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think they thought I was, or maybe they thought I was dealing drugs.
Maybe they thought you were dealing and he was like, nope, it's actually someone in their 40s.
It's just me in my 40s. Yeah. I think also there's something in your life that is getting worse as you get older. I wonder, do you know what it is?
Is this my addicted phone?
That's part of it.
What is it?
Attention span?
Oh, no attention span. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Is there something you can take? You should be taking omegas, should you? Does that help with attention span?
Don't know.
You're not really taking any. I know you are actually, aren't you?
No, I am. I'm taking
vitamin. Horology. He's going to be growing breasts
on
anytime
horology
now.
For nighttime. It's actually sensational.
Sensational.
I don't know if this is linked, but I haven't weed once during the night since I've been taking it. Don't know if that's linked. Now, there is magnesium in it, so it'll make you sleep.
Maybe.
I'm definitely not getting up in the middle of the night for a wee.
No, you're not.
Which is unusual.
Or maybe you've just been working on your pelvic floor.
My pelvic floor. Your pelvic ashwagandha. Floor. I'm taking vitamin D. Don't feel a difference now with the vitamin D.
Yeah, me neither. I think it's quite hard for your body to absorb vitamin D. Don't you also have to have calcium? There's something else you have to be taking to be able to absorb vitamin D.
I'm loads of calcium at the minute and I feel like I have a milk baby belly.
Right, we'll get into that in just a second. Should we start the pod?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Welcome back. It is the Glow Home, the podcast where it kind of starts with beauty and home and we just now talk.
We do talk about some beauty and home things.
Yeah, we do.
On occasion. We're going to be talking about the biggest beauty event known to man shortly.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, welcome home. Back. We
what
missed
else?
You.
What else can I do in the home?
Home.
Now, I know.
You've talked a lot about
the
garden.
You've given me a job to do and I have sourced and matched the colour. I just need to get the paint made because they don't make the paint for the door.
I need the garage painted.
Garage
it's getting,
door.
It's fading.
It's metal and I just need
the labels
faded.
It.
And yeah. It's on my list.
So, Paul, I mean, you have been very active with very all active. Of the things in the house and the garden, etc. And can I just tell you, since we did the garden,
it's rained.
We've now had one day to go
it's
out there.
It's rained and I need to get covers for the furniture. I have to measure that and do that.
Oh, it's
but
so
I want
busy,
beige
busy.
Covers.
Busy. Will they not be filthy?
You just power hose them down. They'll be grand. But there's no grass or muck now in our garden anymore. Thank God.
Woohoo!
You were telling me, you were saying that something was very important that we were going to just, oh no, my milk belly. I have a milk belly at the
Sorry. Night. So yeah, so we are still on this. Now, we went wild over the weekend.
You didn't go too wild though.
We had a pretty good time. Right. We weren't looking at what we were eating.
No, we weren't.
I had chocolate, we had takeaway. We had, although we didn't have like a meal on Friday. No. And did we eat on Saturday? Just.
No, we didn't. That's why we were so hungry on Saturday night. We were like.
Starving.
Yeah, we were like.
Just had one meal on Saturday.
That's what I mean.
And
we,
then
we
the
didn't. We
takeaway.
Had, no, we had a pizza in the town square. But we didn't. We didn't have like a meal.
No, that's what I mean. We just had that one meal.
Yeah.
Anyway, we.
Lots of walking. Jesus,
we walked a lot.
Steps.
We drank
we were
a lot.
Very busy.
We went away. It was my, it's my 40th year, so I just seem to be going away every freaking weekend.
Yeah. It was a very low-key.
Lovely weekend.
Yeah.
Lovely weekend.
Yeah, so now we're doing these healthy fit things.
We spoke about them last week.
Yeah.
We're on meal replacement shakes.
Yeah, two meals, and then we have our little HelloFresh at night. And
two shakes, you mean?
Sorry, two shakes, and then our HelloFresh.
Can I just say, it is the worst idea ever. It is so bad for you. We do not recommend you do this.
Oh, well, this one's full of vitamins.
No, husband, we cannot recommend that. You cannot do this. This is because we're like doing an extreme thing for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Look,
it's bad.
For
just
anyway,
ignore
we're doing
us.
It. And I was using milk for it. And I just
How
don't
do you drink that much milk.
I don't drink that much milk. And now it's, yeah.
I'm drinking mine with water. All fine.
Okay, I'll do it with water.
But I'm fucking starving the whole time.
Yeah, well, see, I wasn't that hungry. Today I just felt a bit, ugh.
Well, I am living for my dinner in the evening. I'm like, Paul, how quickly can you make
like,
the dinner?
Which I'm
like, what time can you make dinner?
Which is
I'm
good,
starving.
Because we're actually eating it earlier than we would be a little bit later.
And we're going to bed earlier.
Yeah,
and we're waking getting, slightly earlier. I do feel better for it.
Yeah, we're getting a better routine now, which just means we're in bed by 8:30. But sure.
I am so excited to have dinner and just go to bed tonight. I'm not going to lie. I am not going to lie to you. I am freaking excited.
So we had a weekend of events. Well, lots of things are actually, there's loads of events happening at the minute.
Yeah, it's
so
a bit
chaotic. So one you missed out that you really enjoy.
Yes. So we were away for the VIP Style Awards. And I have to say, it is the one event every year that I do kind of look forward to because
people go all out.
People go
like
all out. And also the reason I was kind of looking forward to it this year was because last year we had such a good setup. Me and James got a suite together. We got ready and we made a day out of it.
Yeah, you had a full fun day.
And usually because I'm working, I'm usually like running from work straight to the thing. And last year I took the day off and just enjoyed it. So I was sad that I wasn't there this year, but we had prior commitments with a friend of mine. We went away. So I didn't get to go this year, but I was watching from afar.
Watching. Okay. So not criticizing anyone, but like who were your personal favorite looks? Top three.
Oh, I think everyone, there's nothing bad to say about anyone because I think everyone.
No, everyone goes balls to the wall with style.
Everyone looks stunning.
But like your personal top three.
Personal top three. Oh God. It's hard to say. Do you know what? There's a few people that I'm just like, oh, actually, I need to like, do I need to do a recap for myself? Because I take it all in. No,
can
I'm going to go.
Can I tell you one I absolutely loved?
Yeah, go on.
Rachel Ivey.
Rachel Ivey looked amazing.
It was kind of a yellow diamante with a huge kind of ruffled coat, wasn't it?
Do you know what
really
is weird?
Lovely.
I think that like because
of pod, Rachel.
Because Rachel Ivey is, she's so glam, right? But so like understated, like she's cool, right? That I think sometimes she gets overlooked for some of these things.
No, she was so cool.
I don't think she wasn't nominated for like look of the night or anything.
Not?
I don't think so.
But for, well, she was my look of the night, if that's anything to go by, Rachel.
Well, there you are.
Obviously, Celia Homan-Lee had a little moment for her, didn't she?
She very dramatic. Had look of the night, which was very dramatic. She was wearing Phoenix V. Oh, do you know what? I did like Ciara Doherty.
Oh, yeah. I seen this.
Hers was like, she went all in. She went high glamour. I think if you're going to do it, like the VIPs are the night to like go and do something like absolutely stunning. But there's also some people that I just think kill it every year, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In their own personal style. And mm-hmm, this is where mm-hmm. I feel like people like really get it like right. Louise Cooney, right? Mm-hmm. Like the most stunning dress, right? Just so within her style. She could literally be anywhere in the world on any red carpet and look just stunning.
Let's be honest, she could wear a black bag and she'd be stunning.
Yeah, but I just feel like she did it well. And then as regards to men, I did like Darren Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
He wore like shorts were very in for the men.
Yeah, and James
and
did.
Rob Kenny all wore shorts.
Oh, okay. I seen James's, he got a local tailor to make his outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. Philip
and Louise McSherry was looking absolutely stunning. Mm. And I was quite surprised to hear that her dress was from Coast.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, okay, queen. Talia Heffernan looked gorgeous as ever. Like, yeah, I just, there was
Holly
so many
Carpenter
people.
Had a lovely red number as well.
And obviously, Sophie Murray wore her own collection from her naked collection. Oh, she looked amazing. Oh. And Blonde Tracy looked absolutely stunning as well. Like, giving a little side boob. I'm here for
love
it.
A little side boob.
Love a little side boob. Love a little side boob. But yes, absolutely loved it. Loved everyone's style and fashion. And I love, like, I just love seeing people feeling glam and gorgeous. Obviously, best dressed man, James Patrice.
Always. And like, I read a little post. He said that is a jacket that was from 3 years ago that he's now back into.
Yes, and he got it stoned. He got the whole thing stoned.
Stoned.
Yeah, this is Sophie's look.
Oh, lovely.
She was gorgeous. She was gorgeous. She was very glam, very gorgeous. She is looking stunning. But beautiful. Yeah, I think, I just love seeing, because obviously I know most of the people who were there. It's so lovely just to see everyone like looking their best and looking fabulous.
I think that's what you and Sophie said the last time. It's great catch up.
Yeah, it's good
because
catch up.
Everyone's just having a good L.
Sorry,
bitch.
Also Lynn Kelly.
She
went full drama. She went
very couture.
Very couture. Massive big like headpiece. It was giving Philip Tracy vibes.
Yeah.
But like in the modern day. Anyway, I thought she, you know, I think everyone should just embrace all their things. What I did think was weird was Roz Purcell did a whole thing about the dress that she was wearing. Because she felt like her last year's dress was a big disappointment. I really liked her dress last year.
Can't remember what last year was.
Was it last year or the year before? It was like pink with like a red, like shawly thing. Anyway, she gave herself hate in her look last year. Oh. And I was like, babe, I thought you looked great. Anyway.
So speaking about dress code, have you heard the scandal that's happening in Cannes at the
moment? Do I know? We have someone attending. So I've had to brief them. Yes.
Who's
saw
attending?
This today.
Is this a surprise? Can you say?
It's next week. So I don't know if I can say.
No, don't say.
I can't say because it'll be out before the person goes. But we have someone going to Cannes to one of the film premieres for one of the brands that we represent.
So apparently, right. So not apparently. They've really doubled down now on the dress code. So they have explicitly said that there's no nudity or ultra sheer, aka naked dresses. Nothing that's excessively revealing. Gigantic gowns, mega trains. Like, they're making it hard for a bitch to get a look.
Yeah, so no trains, I think, is a big one.
Yeah, but like, I feel now because it's become this prestige, people show up. They show up and show off.
Yeah, because I mean,
and you shouldn't have to curb that.
Yeah, because we had Sophie Murray go to Venice last year.
Oh, in that blue
like dress.
Like a Cinderella, beautiful blue dress.
Unbelievable. And like dresses like that really do make a statement. Like they are unbelievable.
She's in Venice.
But you have to think as well, operationally, when there's so many people there
in the words
on
of
that carpet.
Make it work.
Like, I know, but like, it's just especially, like I think, let's be honest, right? If Nicole Kidman's at Cannes, right? She can wear whatever she wants. Like they're not going to stop her. Like they can't, right? But
I
like for like the like slightly lower echelon of celebrity, I think they're like, listen, pal, know your place. You'll wear a nice guna, get on the carpet, get your picking
well,
and get out.
Did you see Kristen Stewart's look?
No.
Kristen Stewart's look was she was definitely now telling them to go away. Now, she's very much doing a new delusion here in terms of what she's wearing. She's kind of wearing like, it looks basically like a netted dress and polo shirt.
So it looks like she has a willy the way that that is.
It does.
There's like something. So
apparently
like,
there was
crease.
Like underwear built into it, but it's very on the nose.
Can I also say it's very unflattering?
It's not the one.
Listen.
You know what? It looks like she's just.
Let's just say if she felt fabulous in it, then who cares? Yeah. But so is this Akan?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it must be running for the 2 weeks.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah, I just found it very interesting.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I understand. And but also what's so weird is like dress codes. So, for example, I seen last week Huda Beauty had an event last week and it was pink maximalist was the dress code, right? And everyone seemed to really go for it because it was that particular type of event. But like we've done dress codes before, or we did a dress code for an event in the UK last year. And not one person outside of the Irish contingency who I made sure all went by the dress code followed the colour theme.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was actually then we looked odd.
Because you
we were actually in the colour theme and everyone else wasn't.
So how do you feel about dress codes?
Like
I think if it's in a gala or a big award show, like, listen, and that's said.
I think black tie people need to adhere to it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, people going to like the BAFTAs and not adhering to black tie, I think is ridiculous. I think people need to go glam.
Yeah.
And I think there is like, because there's like staples of like what makes something black tie, especially for a guy, like a bow tie or a tie and a jacket. And but I think also there are ways, like I've seen people do black tie and like, let's say go topless, but like it's still super elegant and super glam or accessorized in the right way that it like still looks uber put together.
I feel like men probably have a really easy out. Like if it's black tie, it's usually a black suit. Like I know you do all the fashion-y bits.
I don't.
I'll rock up in the same black tux that I have. Grant. Job
yeah,
done.
I like to change it up a little bit.
I'll mix it between.
What are we going to wear to Kate's wedding?
I was actually thinking about, I don't know what we're going to wear.
A sunny, we need linen shirt.
And like a little cravat instead of a bow tie.
Yeah, you can wear a cravat.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I might wear open shirt. I need to check with Kate.
No, I might do like,
you know, like an abroad.
An open shirt with like a little.
I know what you meant.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The cravat.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Yeah. I was very impressed that I knew that was bra.
Or a little, like a little thing. But yes, I think I want lightweight, airy.
Lightweight, airy, like a fart.
Yeah. I wonder, could I get away with a short?
With a Birkenstock? Suit?
Not a Birkenstock. You can't wear a Birkenstock to a wedding.
Don't worry, I won't.
But like a loafer.
A nice loafer. Yeah.
A nice loafer.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yes, I think we definitely need to adhere to dress codes to a certain point.
Yeah, I think yeah, no, it's about knowing your time and place.
Yeah.
Like what it's for.
I sometimes like getting glam. Like, I mean, we're going for dinner this Sunday.
Yeah.
We're going to Gloria and like, I want to feel nice.
I can't wait.
I know.
To go back to Gloria.
We're going to Gloria Syria. It was my friend Shane's birthday and I actually completely forgot about it. I feel so bad. He was so good for my birthday and I forgot his birthday, but I remember the other day.
But he wasn't then, 40, was he?
He was, yeah.
No, I think 40 was last year.
No, he's 40.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Or was it last year?
I think it was last year. I could be wrong. I could be aging.
No, because
Shane.
I got an invite to a party. Like you don't have a party for 41.
Okay.
You just have a funeral. but yeah.
So there was another scandal and I don't know if you've seen any of this on social media.
I did.
Did you?
I did.
And do you know what it's about?
I do.
So because I don't do synopsis as well, do you want to do a synopsis of this?
Yeah. So basically...
like I'm disgusted by this.
So Louise Thompson and Ryan Libby, who have a podcast together called He Said, She Said... basically did a whole thing this week where they were talking about like bringing their children to school and basically they basically started laughing at basically some parents who were bringing their kids to school who were still not potty trained. So basically, they were going to school in nappies and they're kind of laughing and mocking the whole situation. It's all spiraled now and people are like calling them out for like being basically hateful, which it is because...
Well, they started by saying, by kind of justifying it with saying that one in four kids in the UK, this is a statistic that they got, aren't toilet trained or feeding themselves.
Yeah.
And they were kind of passing it off as if it's the parents' fault and prioritizing that this was now Ryan was saying, because I listened to the segment because I was like, I wanted to listen to this to see. And he also, which I'm like, what world do you live on? He said, and I'm going to paraphrase, that basically he also thinks that the reason kids aren't toilet trained or pottied is because the parents want to succeed in their own job. So they're not thinking about the kids.
Some people are just stupid and don't say things. Like about, I think
I think he's stupid. Like to say a comment like that.
Like wild.
Like
wild.
Crazy.
Like I think it's wild because... Like we've seen like Lily, Luke, and like Dylan isn't potty trained yet. But like sometimes what can happen is for the parents' agenda, they need the child to be potty trained, right? So they're like pushing it. But the reality is you can push it all you want. If the child isn't ready, it's not going to happen. And it's going to actually be like, I've seen like they've done it. My sister's done it at different times for Lily and Luke. But I also think girls are actually slightly quicker than boys at it.
I think
that could be a generalization.
I think Lily was slower. I think also it depends on the kid because Lily was the first.
I think this is basically the point. Like it all depends on the child. Oh, it depends on when they're ready. Like you can't make such a generalized sweeping statement about like, there's so many circumstances.
And also,
when you're ready, you're ready. And also like, I might go back to nappies myself soon.
Please don't. It raised also the lack of awareness towards children who are neurodivergent or might be developing a little slower. And it was just really careless.
I don't think it's certain even necessarily developing slower. It's just developing different skills at different times. Because like there's certain kids who will like developmentally be quicker at like speaking or will be better at walking or quicker at walking. But like there's so many things they're learning at that stage. Let them get their own things their own way.
I just think, like, mind your business.
Anyway, I think
business. I think this is just an example of
people who just, like...
uneducated.
Like, what on earth? I don't even think it's uneducated. I think it's just, like, stupid. Anyway, there was another massive scandal online.
What was the scandal? Sorry, I don't know.
Have you heard about James Charles this week?
No.
Oh, my God. So James Charles is currently trending as the most unfollowed... influencer in influencer history, right? This week.
What does he say? Dolls?
No.
What's he?
He doesn't say anything.
Does he not?
No.
Does he not have a catchphrase?
No. So basically, James Charles has had so many controversies. He's been like, people have saying that he's like, was messaging underage boys at one stage.
Oh.
All sorts of things. He's been cancelled a million times, but he's like a rodent. He just doesn't go away.
Cockroach.
Anyway, he's like a cockroach. Exactly. Basically, last week, and I didn't see it. I saw his apology video. But basically, a person who worked for a flight, what are they called? Airline.
Thank you.
Sorry, that took a minute. Called Spirit Airline in the US had been laid off. They'd laid off like 1,700 people or something in the last week. And a woman messaged James saying, I've been laid off. Like, I'm really struggling. I'm wondering, would you share my GoFundMe page? Right. So he comes on to TikTok and does this massive rant being like, basically, what makes you think that you deserve like me to share this? What, just because you lost your job? Like how many other people lost their job? And like, basically, why don't you, instead of the time it's taking you to send that message, I'm sure, to loads of people, you could have been off applying for other jobs, right?
Who so is he media training went, these people?
He's not media training. He's My so stupid, God. Right? So then he obviously gets a load of backlash. So then he then goes and does a apology video And then people are like, that's it. We've had enough of you. So basically he's lost like 450,000 followers overnight or something. Anyway, people have then looked into it, and the woman's like GoFundMe was only for like $900 just to cover her lease for the next month so that she could like continue to look for a job, etc.
Oh my God.
And then he felt bad about it after he apologized. So he, the multimillionaire James Charles, gave her a donation of $500. $500.
Well, that says more about him.
I was like, you mean, knob.
Mean.
You knob. Person. And I just thought that was interesting. There is a thing. It is because like you would get lots of people messaging all the time free things, which I...
You just don't... Not engage with it, but like you don't call somebody out on it.
Yeah.
Especially when you've received probably the same amount, like billions of those kind of messages.
Yeah.
You don't single one person out.
Yeah, he very much was calling her out. But also like I do think like... everyone should do what they can, and if you have excess of anything and you have like you should, but like sometimes it is quite hard, just so people know, because I get lots of messages about it all the time because we represent lots of brands. It's not within my power to decide who the brands give their product to, so we have to go and ask the brand every time we get a request. So it's quite complicated,
and a lot of brands have
but obviously we do
a
give
corporate
strategy
for
so
charity
support a certain charity. So like we do lots for different charities, but unfortunately it's hard to support all the people.
Yeah,
but I would love to support more. Anyway, shall we get into this week's Glow Up or Blow Up?
Yeah, so to give you some context around this,
yes,
there's a new documentary dropping.
Amazing.
And it is Kylie Minogue.
Yes, sorry, I've seen this.
So I thought, would we do a documentary of pop stars Glow Up or Blow Up?
Let's do it. I sincerely hope that you edit what you just said out, because that is absolutely gross.
So I mentioned there that Kylie Minogue is launching a new documentary series. It's going to be three parts on Netflix, and it's kind of being positioned as being like the most personal look into her life yet.
Yeah, because I don't think we know, like we know lots of things that have happened, like she had cancer, like there's loads of things that we probably haven't had. But I think like life has like changed in the sense that like we used to not get as much of a access. Behind the scenes access to people. But now it's like kind of expected that we like know everything, which I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's hard because when I was writing this, I was like, we can't criticize people for letting us in and then not showing us enough. It's like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because then
people have opinions.
Yeah, they'll always have opinions on it.
I mean, I won't lie, I have been a big Kylie fan all of my life. So I am very excited about this Kylie documentary. I think she is an absolute legend. Like, I adore her.
Oh, she's an icon of the pop world music industry. Like, and up there with Madonna for me.
Fun fact, not once, but twice, we have been supposed to do an event with Kylie Minogue in attendance, and twice it's fallen through.
Third time's the charm, maybe.
Can I just say, when I say I was never more like excited about anything,
I know,
but I knew that until the moment happens, I never trust that anything's actually going to happen until it's there. But
you have a very exciting moment coming up soon.
Yeah. Again, I'm kind of like on the like.
Well, I feel it's too far. It's too far in for that not to happen.
Well, no, it's definitely happening now.
Yeah,
the bus is being made as we speak.
The bus is being made. Yeah. There you go. Coming to a city near you. Yeah. Kylie documentary. Would you like to see it? Glow it up. Blow it up.
Yeah, glow it up. For some reason, when I read the notes earlier, I was not really thinking properly, and I thought Kylie, as in Kylie Jenner. And I was like, weird, like there's the whole Kardashian thing, we know everything about her. And then I also remembered that Kylie Jenner tried to trademark the name Kylie
and couldn't,
and Kylie Minogue sued her to say absolutely not, I am the OG Kylie. And she won.
Slay.
Yeah, I'm like, slay. Fair play. Fair play.
Next one, the Beckhams.
Glow it up. Hook it
you
to my
really
veins.
You really love them, don't you?
Oh my God, both of them. The David Beckham one and then the Victoria one.
Yeah.
Oh, glow it up, glow it up, glow it up. I can't get enough of it.
I thought it was good. I did think it was good. Husband, I thought it really led us into... See, you love the Beckhams.
No, but also, like, do you know, like, I loved the insight of, like, her being, like, my business.
I loved
like, lost
how honest
money.
She was with that.
Yeah. And also, in, like, the lead up to
I
that
didn't know
show,
what I was doing.
That fashion show. And it's fucking pissing raining.
I know.
Like, and, like, honestly, I was like, someone was sent to go and buy blankets that day.
And, she's
and
like,
I was like, this is the world I live in. Like, I'm sending Celia out to get blankets.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Get me like, to go to IKEA to pick up baskets for something.
Exactly.
I know.
I was like, oh my God.
Do people know?
Yeah, I love it. Love it, love it.
Harry and Meghan.
Did we watch that one?
No.
Blow it up.
I get the ick from them. I just
it's her.
Can't.
She's the issue. Actually, I think we did watch something.
No, we watched the documentary.
Did we not watch it? Was there an Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, we watched that. We watched that.
And listen, anything Oprah does, I adore. But I just don't know.
I can't. And after that series that she did of like, Meghan's home.
Oh my God.
Okay. Oh, I just
talk about
couldn't.
That absolutely flopped out of its hole. But like, it was the worst
awful.
Program I've ever seen. For anyone who hasn't seen it, Meghan, as in the, what is she? Whoever she is. Harry's wife.
Markle.
I was going to say the Duchess. Yeah, but like the Duchess of something.
Is she still a Duchess? Suffolk? Do they not
remove
it?
I hear, I have no idea. Anyway, all I know is that
she was making
Meghan was doing a show where she was like, here's what I'd put on a nightstand if I was having a guest. And she was like, just decanting
stuff into bags
and being like, such a lovely treat. I'm like, it's like, there's nothing, there's no skill to this. This is literally just
one of my favorites.
Decanting
things. Here's some homemade bath salts I've made. So she goes through and makes it and then realizes she hasn't filled the jar. So then she just fucks the rest of the bath salts into it.
It's so
like,
stupid.
She bought them. Again, decanting shit into
another
shit.
It was basically, the whole show was decanting. But yeah, there you go. Meghan and Harry, blow it up.
Blow them up. I have a very soft spot for the next person, Pam Anderson.
Oh, glow it up. I loved her documentary.
I loved it.
Now, it did launch the whole thing of Pam Ann being like, I'm not going to wear makeup on the red carpet anymore. That was part of that series.
Yeah.
And then she started to turn up to like events with no makeup and stuff on. And I'm like, listen, you're Pam Ann. You can do whatever you want. And you are so beautiful. You don't need a scrape of anything. However, let's not start that trend because actually I need to pay my bills and I work in the world of beauty. So Pam, you look great, but listen, the rest of us in the world, we all need a little bit of help, okay?
It's definitely on like one of my favorites. And I do you know what else I need to watch? We haven't watched it. The Diary of a Last Showgirl, because she's in that as the last showgirl in Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah, we need to watch that.
Great, I'm down.
And there's another one that I didn't know had launched, Robbie Williams documentary.
Is it out?
Yeah, apparently so. I checked it on Netflix today because I was going through this.
Is it there?
Yeah. So everything that we've mentioned so far is on Netflix. So how do you feel about Robbie Williams?
So my dad is obsessed with Robbie Williams because, fun fact, we lived in a place called, I did live there for a little while. We lived in the UK in Cheshire, in a town called Nantwich. And that is where, is that not the movie where he's played by a chimpanzee?
No, that came out this year.
Oh, okay.
This is Teenage Stardom.
Oh, yeah, grand.
Feverish, yeah.
So basically, Robbie Williams' parents lived in Nantwich.
It's a
really small town we lived in. And Robbie Williams would be like running around Nantwich every once in a while. And his dad ran the local church,
Okay.
Something, City Hall, church. Anyway, my dad was obsessed because obviously he was Robbie Williams' dad. He knew Robbie Williams' dad. So he was delighted. Oh. And dad was obsessed with him ever since. And things like he's great crack.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not that into him though.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think I'd be watching. I don't really care.
Yeah.
And also I think like they brought out that movie.
With the chimp. Yeah,
which just did not. Now, anyone who went to see it.
Had said it was good, didn't
they? Said it was good. Yeah. But for me, I'm not on board with him being a chimp.
He seems to be good in his older age as well. Like, I think I read something there saying His kids don't have phones or anything yet at the minute. I think they're like in that 10 to 12 age bracket.
I think he was not troubled, but like I think he had a hard out time.
But I think he grew up kind of in fame from a young age, yeah. So he's trying to protect them as much as he can.
Yeah, fair.
I'm sure he has a lot of stories. Mm. Yeah. The next one I had then, so are we glowing up?
Blow it up. I'm not watching it. Up.
Okay, we're not watching
it. I mean,
okay.
Off you go, people, but no, thank you.
Another one we watched was Supermodels. And ugh. I think we have talked about this on the pod before, but if you haven't watched it, it's on Apple and it takes you through the stories of Christy Teigen, Eva.
It is Naomi Campbell, Cindy Crawford, Linda Evangelista, and Christy Turlington.
Sorry, Turlington. Who's Teigen? Who's Christy Teigen?
Don't know.
Oopsie.
Anyway, like, perfect example of Paul.
Linda Evangelista did not know her story.
Oh yeah, it's quite bad.
Did not know her story.
Not that it's bad, but like she had a bit of a tough time.
Yeah.
And she, to me, out of all of the supermodels, like they were all beautiful. But I think Linda was actually the most beautiful.
But it's because she looked different to them all.
Yeah. Very true. Very, very true. Anyway, I loved it. Insight into the models world, yeah, and what
so
things
good.
Were.
Four episodes.
And also seeing how important they were in like the world.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Another personal favorite of mine, Celine Dion.
Celine Dion documentary I found very hard to watch.
It was so real.
So real and so scary.
Very scary. You actually see her having one of her fits in it.
Yeah.
And it's really, it's a bit harrowing. Like
it's hard to watch.
And you really understand, like, and I never really thought about it until she said, like, I am a voice. Like that's who she is. Like, and then for it to be taken away, she was just so real. And then when we seen her in Paris sing, I was like, oh, she's back. Here she is.
Yeah, I wonder, I would love to get like, I know this, again, like she does not owe me this, but I'm like, I would love to know what's going on there. Have they found something that's helping her?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what's going on?
And that's on Amazon currently now.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I think it's interesting to watch, but I'm not sure I want to glow it up either.
I think it's probably out of everything that we've mentioned, it's the most real.
Yeah, it's very real.
Real
it's
quite, documentary.
It's a bit terrifying. Well, speaking of real.
Oh, God.
Sean Combs.
Look, I found...
Is that the one we watched?
Yeah, I found it fascinating to watch. We're obviously blowing him up.
Blow it up.
But what I found fascinating was there's proof of certain things that happened and he's still just led away with it.
Yeah, it is. It's quite soul-destroying. But you see, this is where it's like all so complicated because like we know these things absolutely happened, like, but like they've no real proof for them. And like, oh, it's just so awkward because I'm like, now I'm even more annoyed because I feel like the justice system has like failed. Yeah. So yeah, basically blow him up. But it is an interesting watch. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And the last one I put in just for shits and giggles. Melania.
Is this a thing?
This is a thing. Melania.
Is it new or old?
Yeah, it's new. So I think it launched in November of last year. I could be wrong on the timing, October, November. But it got horrendous reviews. It's on Amazon. Mm. And they actually stood outside theaters paying people €50 to go in and watch it.
Jesus.
And they couldn't even do that. $50.
Like I'm weirdly fascinated by it all, though.
I also want to know what her story, like, what is her story? I don't, like, how did you get there?
I mean, I don't know. I just have this weird, like, this, like, morbid fascination about, like, what is it? Why are people buying into that man? Like, I don't understand it.
I don't know who I was talking to. I think possibly the tide is changing a little bit because everything that he promised
is
the people
happening.
Who to get him in. So like not that the middle, like the middle and lower class, yeah. America, he promised them the sun, moon and stars. And I think they're now seeing it's a shit show.
So,
and their opinion is changing a little bit.
You know, he got this work, agreed this work. Sorry, I seen this today on TikTok. I have to be careful as well because I don't know what of this is fake news as well. But anyway, there was, he was, you know, there's the reflecting pool, which like the Washington Monument, it's that like little pool of water that the monument reflects in.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other building is on the other end. So it reflects both sides. Anyway, they needed it needed refurbishment of some description, and he said that he'd get his pool guys to do it. So they it's going to cost 1.8 million. And basically he decided that they were going to paint the bottom of it like a light blue. But obviously the whole idea of the reflection pool is that the bottom of it is dark so that it reflects what's going on. Anyway, turns out they've already started, and now the cost is coming in 7 times the amount that was originally budgeted.
To paint a pool?
A pool, yeah. It's weird.
Give me 100 quid and I'll go in and paint it for you. Like,
well, no, you won't be painting anything for him. You won't work for him. But anyway, yeah, basically, I kind of weirdly like would potentially watch that, but just out of morbid fascination. Anyway, I am glowing up Kylie, which is the most important thing, and to be clear, it's Kylie Minogue we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I also just want more of the Beckhams, like just more.
More. You want a podcast.
Yeah.
I
want it all. Anyway,
it's good though, because sometimes you get a little inside scoop from our little pal. Hairdresser extraordinary.
We have an in. We don't have an in. Our friend has an in with a friend. Well, no, with the hairdresser of said Victoria Beckham. But we don't really get much information.
We get a few little bits every time we see him.
A few little tidbits. Anyway, that's it for Globe or Blob this week.
That is it.
And lastly this week, we have our what we're watching, what we're wearing.
What we're watching, what we're
wearing. Can I start with what I'm wearing?
Oh yeah, do it.
I need to actually put up the reel of it today.
I'm actually wearing gonna do that very nice.
Are you wearing any fragrance?
Yeah.
I actually smelled it on you.
I robbed it off you.
Of course you did. But one I have been wearing is the new Prime Forever products from Number 7. Love a Number 7.
They're good L.
Especially in my elder years.
The men's range is good for the body.
For the body.
Do a nice little face mask.
Well, I'm using the Prime Forever stuff, which Una Healy was an ambassador for.
Oh, yes.
And basically, I got the serum. The cleanser says that it is a gel, oil, and a milk, like that it goes to all those consistencies. I think it does about 2 of those consistencies. But even at that, it does clean your skin very beautifully. And I haven't had, sometimes some cleansers can make me break out, especially ones that start as an oil. But so far, so good. And I really like the serum. Now, the moisturizer I would only use as a day moisturizer. It's like a water cream, as opposed to Michelle Tilbury is like a heavy duty cream.
So what would a water cream be good for me?
It would.
I'm not changing my routine. My skin is actually quite good at the moment.
Yeah, it is very good.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I am wearing.
I robbed off you a little Fenty perfume.
That's been there a while, to be fair. So there's a larger bottle of it there.
Delicious.
That's just like the little decanter bottle.
No, I have the larger bottle. Of course I do. With your name engraved on it.
I know.
Yeah.
But you know, have you seen the little one?
Yeah. It's very handy. I should have brought that. It smells kind of like a woody baby powder.
It is a little woody.
Yeah.
But it's very much
baby powder. I love it.
I thought you were going to say the minis of the Fleur fragrances.
Oh, for me. They're non-negotiables.
I actually haven't tried Vanilla Skin yet. I've seen that you have that one.
Vanilla Skin it just takes me back a little bit.
It's a bit too sweet, isn't
my
it?
My Victoria's Secret days when I used to wear them during rehearsals.
Yeah, okay.
Great for like a little spritz, but I think it's a bit too girly now for me.
Yeah, see, I would layer that over like Father Figure or Missing Person.
Oh, Father Figure.
Father Glow Figure for the win. Up. I know we're kind of running out of Father Figure there.
They need to bring out a little body spray of Father Figure. Do they have one?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
All right, okay. Yeah. You get me that. Thanks so much.
I will. And then we are watching a few bits on the telly.
We're watching, so we finished Big Mistakes. Blow that shit up.
Very good. It's your man.
Very
from
good. Dan Levy.
We like it.
Yeah, very, very good. Dark comedy. Just watch it. 30 minutes in, you'll know if it's for you or not. Another one I'm watching that you're not watching is Boys. It's coming to the end. Tomorrow is the final episode. Then the seasons are gone. You'll be glad to know.
Thank
it's
God.
A highly violent superhero.
Weirdly erotic as well.
Yeah, they have some really weird erotic things in it. Not all the time, but
sometimes
like
I walk in and Paul watching, I'm like, what are you watching?
There's some mad things in it. And not really in this season. It was season 3 and 4 when they kind of lost their way a little bit. And I had a question for you because you throw this on every now and again. Overcompensating.
I don't know what that is.
Your man, Ben, Benny, isn't it Benny? You watch it.
I have no recollection. Must be one of my sleepy stories, is it?
No, I don't think, I think you've watched it.
So basically I have programs that I have watched and then I put on specifically for me to go to sleep because I sleep with the TV on, which is so bad, but it's how I roll. It's how I roll. I also see that you have Devil Wears Prada 2. When are we going
to
go see that?
I don't know. That's why I need to get a date in the diary with you.
Okay.
When are we going to do that?
I don't know.
What's your schedule like this week?
I have an event during the day on Thursday, but don't have anything Thursday night.
Okay.
You can go Friday night. We like doing something on a Friday.
We do like doing something
starts
on
the weekend
Friday.
Early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do a Friday night.
Okay, Friday night.
And then are we allowed to get like sweet treats?
Yeah.
On Friday, because dear God, we'll be starving.
I was
going to
say,
will
we go for dinner? But
yeah, we could do.
Yeah, let's see.
And we're going out for dinner on Sunday and we're going out for food on Saturday.
Where are we going Saturday?
We are meeting our friend and their new friend.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
That'll be a lovely little afternoon.
It shall. I shall. So we have a bit of announcement.
We have a little bit of announcement.
Yeah.
We've been very consistent.
I'm pregnant.
Mark is not pregnant. We are going to take a little short break to reset, sort out the video situation.
We're going to do a little bit of an overhaul of the pod. Mm-hmm. We're going to start from scratch. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep all the good things. We're going to change the format a little bit.
Get the guests back.
We're going to get our guests back.
Yeah.
And we need a little moment to organize that because time, as you guys know, is not always on our side. So we are taking a little break from today. There will be no bonus episode this Friday. Mm-hmm. And we will alert you guys on social when we are going to be back, but we will be back soon.
With a bang.
With a bang, the new format, with all new exciting guest lineup, and lots happening. But we just need to take a little minute to actually have the time to organize and make this pod even better because we are so grateful to everyone who listens.
Yeah, we definitely are. And if you have any things that you'd like us to do, you can drop us a little DM or leave us a little review. And it also gives people some time to catch up. I have a lot of friends who keep saying they have to catch up. So
catch up, bitches.
A few weeks to catch up and then we will be back and short and
back in short.
Back in no time. We'll be back in no time.
We'll be back in no time. We will miss you guys, but it is important that we stop so that we can just make things, polish things up a little bit, make them fabulous.
And actually just have a little break.
Yeah.
Be nice to have a break, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Hopefully I won't have to talk to you for a while.
We love you lots.
Love you guys.
Watch this space.
Love yous. See you in a while. Bye.